Hi, I'm Julie Mackin, and we are indeed speaking of social justice. There's so much to talk about. There is so much to speak about when it comes to social justice. But I thought I might talk about something that will probably make some people completely lose their minds, because that's just what happens when we talk about things like this. And that is the reaction over the weekend for those, you know, when there were the rallies for Palestine and the rallies for Lebanon. The reaction of the New South Wales Premier Chris Minns and indeed the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, both their reactions were shut up, don't talk about it, and if you are going to talk about it, we're going to sic the police onto you. It was utterly appalling. It was also incredibly immature. Two things about that. I think they actually think, I actually don't know what they think, but I'm thinking they think that if we don't talk about it, you know, the kind of, what is it, 45,000 people killed post October 7, if we don't talk about, I mean, we should talk about October 7, we should talk about the need to free the hostages, but we also should talk about the obscene overreaction on the part of the Israeli government in killing 45,000 people, and obviously a whole lot more than that under the rubble. And now the aggression into Lebanon. Like, this is terrible. We should be having a really mature discussion about that, about, you know, the need to boycott any country using weapons like that. And the role that America's playing in both supporting the war and kind of lecturing from the sidelines. It's a very confused position. Anyway, there's a lot we should be talking about here before even more people die. But the response of the Premier and the Prime Minister to just say, just shut up and do not talk about any of that, is the height of immaturity. It is the absolute height of it. A beautiful guy, former, well, I say former because he's died, psychiatrist, child psychiatrist, Donald Winnicott, who's a really extraordinary man, committed his life to healing. He spoke and wrote a beautiful paper on how do we protect democracy? You know, we're used to thinking about democracy as being a place where we vote, you know, party political. And he, of course, was saying that's not democracy. That is the end result of it. How we build a democracy is we reflect within ourselves about our own behavior. We reflect in ourselves about what is right and wrong. And we have those internal struggles in our own minds and hearts. And based on that struggle, we make a decision of who to vote for. So it's largely an internal, mature process. And he also pointed out the things that work against that. He called them the antisocials. And he particularly talked about the hidden antisocials. The people who don't have any of that internal reflection, they have all the external, I'm right, you're wrong. If you say anything that irritates me, I'm going to get you. Really, in Australia right now, we are in a position where we are really going to have to work very hard to hang on to our democracy, to try and create it and to recreate it. And that means looking at ourselves. It means not losing our minds every time someone says something we don't agree with, but actually talking about it, thinking about it, arguing about it in a respectful way. If we lose the capacity to do that, we risk our democracy. We actually risk our democracy. Because before you get hideous regimes of totalitarianism or the like, before it actually gets to that point, the citizenship have had to have given up on the project of democracy. We can't afford to give up.